Well, what about Jesus' baptism? He is the baptizer in the Holy Ghost. The water's good. That's an answer of good conscience. But the power comes when Jesus baptizes you. That's a whole other thing. And yet most people, well, I don't know how many people, but a lot. There's a lot of people that never think about the idea that the answer of conscience of a good conscience toward God is a great thing. However, being endued with power from on high by being baptized by the Son of God, that one took care of the flesh, the other one enters into the Spirit. Do you understand how simple that is? And church fights all over the world about something that simple. And a lot of people have never experienced it because they've been told it's not there or it's wrong or something like that. What's that tradition of men? What did Jesus say? Here, this is going to happen. What should you say? Okay. Just like the guy at the pool of Bethesda. Yeah, okay. I'll just get up and walk. No worries. And yet, even within my own experience of this kind of things, you know, golly, I've gone to meddling. There's so much stuff that gets poured over into that. I mean, I was in the praise and worship leader minister in one church, and in things when it came to the quote altar calls that we had all the time, and they would instruct the people of how you're supposed to go about saying what you're saying and doing what you're doing in order to help people get baptized in the Holy Ghost. Y'all, Jesus don't need no help. He's been doing this for 2,000 years. And he said, if you'll ask, I'll do it. Watch, try that one, okay? We don't need all the other stuff. Well, but some people need help. No. Everybody needs help, right? Jesus, help me. I don't know how many times I say that, not more than 10 times a day usually. I got to know. I got to understand. I got to walk in this stuff, you know. Okay. Let's move on now. Okay. How about communion? Okay. You got communion. You got the Lord's Supper. You got Eucharist. You got all these names for the same thing. Right? And then you got, oh my goodness. When you get to that, you got church stuff all over everywhere. Some flavors are not going to allow anybody to participate unless they're a, quote, member. How do you do that? Fill out the paper, right? Or make sure you're there or go through their process or whatever. Because I don't know. I have no idea why people would think that somehow allowing someone like we do in here, and somebody comes in here and steps up and says, give me the cup and the cracker, and somehow we think we're going to pervert something if that person is not actually a believer. Where did that come from? I'll tell you in a minute, okay? Where did that come from? Why? Who? Who do you think you are? Are you the gatekeeper to the kingdom? Let me tell you something. There's a lot of people that think they are. There's a lot of positions in a lot of different churches, and they actually think they're the gatekeeper. You can only come to the Father through me. Jesus said, you can only come to the Father through me. I think that's sufficient. And you're not him, okay? So, I'm having fun. I'll apologize later, okay? In this area, you've got, again, some churches, like even the Baptist church, they can't make up their mind. Some of them have what they call closed communion. That means you have to be a member of that church. Otherwise, you can't observe the body of Christ. I can't see Jesus being happy about that. Others have, quote, open communion. or you could call it semi-open. You can do it as long as you're a member of some Baptist church. What are you doing again? Excluding people. Exclusivity. You want this? You got to pay us. Now, we don't say it that way, but that's really what it boils down to. You want this? You got to obey me. No, Jesus, he's the one you pay attention to. And then, you know, you can, again, go all the way around. You can actually not just exclude them from maybe participating. You have some people that will actually say, if you don't participate with us our way, you're not a part of the body of Christ. Excuse me? Talk about making the word of God to no effect. You can't do any more than that. I'm sorry. If you don't do with us our way, you're not even a part of the body of Christ. Let me tell you, that don't make Jesus happy. Very unhappy, as a matter of fact. Who do you think you are? Well, you're the gatekeeper of your, quote, denomination. Okay, fine. But somebody gave you that position, and it wasn't God. Because if it had been, he'd have told us. Now, remember I said, why do you do that? If you look over in the 11th chapter, 1 Corinthians, Paul mentioned the idea that when you're doing this stuff, and he even said how important it was because Jesus was the one who told him. He said, I received this of the Lord. He didn't say somebody else told me. Either he lied or he's telling the truth, right? He said, I received this of the Lord, that when you take bread, this is how you're going to go, okay? And he said, if you do this unworthily, it can cause people to sleep. In other words, it's bad. Well, he was trying to tell them in the unworthy manner what he's talking about is in the flesh. He's talking about when you approach this is not just, you know, you're not just eating and drinking here and hanging out and fellowshipping with one another. What you're doing is observing the body and the blood, the spirit, the resurrection of Jesus. You are allowing this. You're meditating on this. You're walking in these things. You are walking down from the spirit, right? Because you can't see any of this stuff. You didn't see Jesus. You didn't see, for all you know, if you're going to go by physical evidence, you couldn't prove it ever happened. It's spirit. It's faith, right? So that's where the idea, and then the men are going to turn around and decide what makes it unworthy. And some of them have decided that what makes it unworthy is if you aren't one of us. How can that be so when we are all members of the body? You can't make it any plainer than that. It's written down more than a few times. Okay. Let's do another one. Let's do salvation itself. The whole thing, the whole enchilada, the thing that everything is based on. When you talk about salvation, we can go back to where we were last week. I believe that would be the third verse of the 8th chapter of Romans, that God of himself sent his son in the likeness of sinful flesh that he might, again, condemn, katakrino, past judgment, guilty judgment passed down, unto sin in the flesh, in order that the requirement